The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As we've been hearing for the last few months, AI is changing radically education. As somebody who marks the odd exam script in my spare time, I know a little bit about the influence of these things. So I'm looking forward to talking to our next guest, who is Sean O'Sullivan. He's a fifth year student, but more importantly, he recently won the BT Young Scientist, and he's already been addressing Parliament. Not bad for a fifth year, right? Would you agree, Sean? On the dangers of AI and whether it'll make us intellectually and cognitively lazy, I suppose, is the potential danger. First of all, you're very welcome to the studio, Sean. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And like all good second level students, he has lots of notes in front of him that he's able to turn to. Sean, you're obviously somebody, do you use ChatGPT and other AI platforms, first of all, yourself?
Yes, I do.
And do all of your schoolmates use them? As much as you might know.
I wouldn't stretch to say all of my school, my fellow peers, but I do think that a lot of them use it. And I think that those uses, especially in education, aren't all negative. I think that there's a huge opportunity with these large language models. And particularly, I think one of the best and most promising opportunities is for ideation and brainstorming, especially when you're working on projects together.
Okay, one of the dangers that I'm just going to throw out a few dangers and see how they sit with you. One is that you're sort of subcontracting out a lot of your thinking to an artificial intelligence chatbot, that you're getting it to do things that the human brain used to do, and that's convenient, obviously, but it sort of detracts from your own cognitive performance if you're getting a machine to do it.
Of course. I see these as tools. I think that that's how we are applying them, and I think that outsourcing your own mind, I think especially in the context of education, that does need to be kept within, it has to be kept within reference. For example, in essay writing, I believe that secondary school students should not be using ChatGPT to write their essays that then they're submitting as a homework assignment, claiming that it's written by them. And I think that in a secondary school setting, it is crucial for each student to cultivate their own individual writing style. I do think that large language models as a whole are able to help in tasks that are taking away from other more important tasks that and things that people can be doing with their time. I see it as an incredible tool. And
is writing not an important task?
Because it is.
It does writing for you, right?
It isn't just limited to writing. Yes, people are using it for writing. And there's so many ethical questions surrounding that. I think that, again, it's a tool and it should be used within moderation. And I think that regulation surrounding this, depending on where you're applying this, for example, in education, that needs to be put in place.
And one of the things that might help us here is the Leaving Cert of all things, right? Because that is an exam where you come in on the day, you can't bring your ChatGPT with you. You can't even log on to the internet. You're sitting at a desk and I don't know, I haven't done it in a while, but you're usually writing with a pen onto pieces of paper that you hand up. And that sounds very outmoded and old-fashioned, but maybe that's its strength, that it's just you, Sean O'Sullivan, sitting there, your ideas, your thoughts. Mm. So do you see the Leaving Cert, strangely enough, as maybe an ally for all of us in this?
Absolutely, I agree. I think that there's been a lot of push towards continuous assessments, and there's a lot of questions that raises, especially with the prevalence of large language models and how students are applying them to their homework assignments and essay writing. But I think that in-class assessments, not just the Leaving Cert, but for example, if you have a student who, with the release of ChatGPT, suddenly adopted it, and for example, maybe they're entering fifth year next year, and they're using it for their homework assignments, and the teacher is seeing this excellent quality of writing, yet at their first midterm assessment, that quality of writing isn't reflected, I think even there, it will show exactly who you are as a writer.
Okay, so in that sense, eventually the time, the reckoning will come, is what you're saying in education terms.
Yes.
Okay, listen, well done on talking to the Oireachtas, first of all. Well done. I know this, for listeners' benefit, your first radio appearance, so you're ticking off a lot of different boxes in your life. Thank you very much for joining us. Sean is a BT Young Scientist winner, and he's been telling our parliaments, our Oireachtas committees, on what we should do about ChatGPT. Thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.